For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The debate is heating up in Congress over the disappearance of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi and whether sanctions are warranted against Saudi Arabia.
I think he's dead, and I think the Saudis killed him.
Republican Senator John Kennedy.
That doesn't mean we have to blow up the Middle East. Some of my colleagues say, well, that's it. You know, we're going to cut Saudi Arabia off like a dead stump. That's magical thinking masquerading as policy.
Reserving judgment, the president says he's waiting on a report from the Secretary of State, who this week visited Saudi Arabia and Turkey.
Mike Pompeo's coming back. We're going to have a long talk.
But departing Istanbul, Mike Pompeo told reporters he's relying on the Saudis to determine what happened.
They're going to do an investigation. And when the investigation comes out, we'll evaluate it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein oversees the Russia investigation and defends it in an interview with the Wall Street Journal. He says he accepts that people are frustrated with the investigation, which President Trump has repeatedly called a witch hunt. But he says eventually the public will have confidence in the results of the probe, which include charges against Russians for meddling in the 2016 election. Rosenstein says that he's trying to avoid public speculation about the Mueller investigation and to keep focused on the work itself. First Lady Melania Trump visited a Philadelphia hospital to learn about babies that are born addicted to opioids. She made light of the fact that earlier her plane had to return to Joint Base Andrews because of a mechanical problem that led to smoke inside the cabin.
I'm sorry for a little delay.
Mrs. Trump decided to take a different plane to Philadelphia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
With the midterm elections just around the corner, political ads are everywhere. But who spends the most money? USA Radio's Tim Berg has the answer.
The 2018 midterm elections are less than 30 days away. Now, there seems to be a lot of discussion as far as who is spending more money, the Democrats or the Republicans. Josh Holmes is the former chief of staff for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He says by far and away it's the Democrats who spend more money.
No, I mean, look, the great fallacy in American politics is that somehow the Republican Party is the party of big money. I mean, if you look at this election alone, from the candidate level to the super PACs to the party committees, what we're talking about is a gigantic Democratic advantage. And in some of these races, you saw like Texas, for example, with Beto O'Rourke, he raised almost $40 million. That is completely unheard of.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It was a celebration in the East Room. President Trump presented the Medal of Honor to Sergeant Major John Kenley for his heroic actions during the Tet Offensive in 1968. The president said, while serving as a gunnery sergeant, Kenley fought off many enemy attacks.
Early in the battle, John's commanding officer was seriously wounded. Command then fell to John, who quickly organized his men and led them through the fight.
The president said many times he ran through the battlefield to save wounded Marines. The 80-year-old veteran is the 300th U.S. Marine to receive the highest honor of valor in military service. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.